How marvelous and how great is God's salvation. How marvelous and great is the miraculous born-again experience. This great salvation is a most literal miracle transformation that takes place at a fixed moment in time. It is not accomplished by joining the church or by turning over a new leaf. It is accomplished via the new birth, this time born of the Spirit. John chapter 3, verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. This miracle is the revelation of the world's greatest mystery, and the end of the born-again's journey is the greatest miracle of all time, even greater than the creation of the universe itself. Verbalizing the glorious marvels of redemption is beyond our lexicon. Are you ready to participate? Are you ready to begin a brand new life where all your sin, every single one, and all your shame have been expunged from your record as though they never were? 2 Corinthians 5:17, Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Are you ready for all things to become new? Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Today is your day for a marvelous miracle. Now for today's subject. God said, John chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. God said, Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 through 14, Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Man said, These Bible thumpers don't have a clue. They are uneducated, easily led, and dwell on society's lowest rung. Now the record. Four levels of academic research and discovery are employed by God Said, Man Said to certify the supernatural inerrancy of the Holy Bible. On the navigation bar to your left, the four levels are listed. Just click and a window of subjects will appear. The subjects follow. Number one. Archaeology, which includes paleontology and geology. Here the Bible is discovered to be an accurate historic record of the past, beginning with creation itself, miracles and all. Number two, prophecy is the second category. God's prophets of old declared future events, sometimes hundreds and even thousands of years in advance, and secular history then confirms. When the mathematical laws of probability are applied, the proof of the supernatural inerrant fact of the Scriptures becomes irrefutable. Number three, proof level three is titled God Said, Man Said, the Record. In this extensive category, a direct commandment of God is declared and man's disobedience is cited. The devastating results are a terrible testament of the immutable perfection of Holy Writ. Number four, proof level four is titled The Historicity of Jesus Christ. Here, ancient history and biblical prophecies are cited, certifying that a man known as Jesus Christ came to the earth to save sinners. He was the seed of the Holy Ghost, yet born of the Virgin Mary. He preached the gospel, healed the sick, raised the dead, and was crucified on Golgotha's hill, resurrected from the dead, and ascended into heaven to sit on the right hand of God. This is God Said, Man Said, feature article 519 that shouts, God is! These features are all archived in text and streaming audio. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Welcome to God Said, Man Said. We are truly honored by your visit. May the face of the Lord shine upon you and your home with light and truth. It has been mentioned here before that there is a proof far, far beyond natural academic certification. And this proof beyond proof is the personal revelation that God is and that one is, in fact, a child of His. This proof needs no external source. The unwanted, the unsophisticated, the unlearned, and the children have discovered this incontrovertible proof. The beautiful verses in 1 Corinthians 1:18-28 tell the story. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. This ministry has only one focus, the redemption of and the strengthening of the souls of men in Christ Jesus. God Said, Man Said is in the soul business, our Father's business. Several years ago, during a marketing foray into Australia, we received an email from a ministry group asking of our intentions. We responded, "We're just fishing down here, just fishing." Jesus Christ is the only source of salvation for man. He truly is hope for the hopeless. How beautiful and glorious He is. Truly, His loving kindness is better than life. This miraculous personal proof that reigns supreme over natural rationale was recently demonstrated in an email God Said, Man Said received from a newly saved brother. His name and a few incidentals have been changed to protect his privacy. His email follows along with our reply. Today, while listening to Rush Limbaugh's program on my local radio station, I heard a commercial for GodSaidManSaid.com. I don't know what made me do this, having never done this before, but I took out a pen and wrote down the web address for later use, just in case. You see, I'm sitting in the front of my local pharmacy waiting for my prescription of pain pills to be filled. I wait anxiously every time I need this prescription to be filled. I believe that I am addicted to these pills. I do suffer from horrible lower back pain resulting from an accident in 1987, but now I have become a slave to this medication. It does not serve me anymore. Rather, I serve it. My life is a mess. I lost my wife. My daughter will not speak to me, and I am lost. In other words, I was hopeless. So after considering all of this, I opened my laptop computer and linked wirelessly to the McDonald's free wireless. I entered this website and clicked on the prophecy icon. I have always been fascinated by future events, etc. So as I began listening to the prophecy audio, the commentator mentioned that I should go to Further with Jesus, so I did just that. As I read about sin and became aware of the horrible sinner that I am, I began to weep. I knew the invitation to salvation would follow, and I, for the first time in months, if not years, found peace. I recited the prayer as instructed, and I wept yet more. I prayed to God that He heard me. I pray that He will forgive my sins. I feel much less burdened, almost at total peace. I hope that isn't just my mind playing tricks on me. Please pray for me to have the strength to keep this salvation. I am 49 years old, and at the age of 45, I had a heart attack. I am in poor health, and I have found myself worrying about eternity and where I will spend it. I believe that God has forgiven me, and I pray that I am and will remain worthy of that forgiveness. Thank you for your website, and thank you for caring enough to reach out to me in love and caring for my soul. God bless you for what you have done for me today. Please, please, please pray for me as often as you can. Sincerely, Paul. Brother Paul, welcome to the Commonwealth of Israel. I read your email before the congregation. We wept with you, and we rejoiced with you. Surely the hand of God is upon you. The entire congregation of the saints prayed for you, and we ask God to heal all of your body and to set you free from pain medications, etc. Brother Paul, Jesus Christ preached the gospel and healed the sick. This is a tandem ministry. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2 reads, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. As your soul continues to prosper, so will all other situations in your life. Brother Paul, January 17, 2011 was your birthday. You are presently just over 2 weeks old. On January 17, your new name was written down in glory. You are a son of God. An angel now encamps about you. And as you seek Christ, the Lord will actually order your daily steps. Keep your eyes open, and you will see the hand of God all along the way. The question is, now what? Number one, purchase an authorized King James Version of the Bible. Ask for it by name. On grounds of age, scholarship, and geography, there is no duplicate. Read it every day. Begin with the New Testament and then read the Old Testament. Number two, on God Said, Man Said, read or listen to the following series on the baptism with the Holy Ghost. You will receive a marvelous, miraculous, and critical gift. Number three, seek a sola scriptura, scriptures alone church. This will not be easy, but God will surely lead you. Review the following God Said, Man Said subjects. Number four, be certain to follow Christ in water baptism by immersion. Number five, don't be embarrassed. Tell others of your salvation. Chains will fall away. Your liberty in Christ will be multiplied. Number six, go to God Said, Man Said every day and visit one subject. It will be food for your soul and will encourage your faith. Brother Paul, you are participating in the greatest mystery and the greatest miracle of all time. A brand new man is being formed in you. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The face of God shines upon you beyond your wildest dreams. You are the proof beyond all proof. We love you and stand with you. You are the reason King Jesus came to this earth. God said, John chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. God said, Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 through 14, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Man said, these Bible thumpers don't have a clue. They are uneducated, easily led, and dwell on society's lowest rung. Now you have the record.